Peter Meissen is with us. Peter, what do you see as the global future then? Look in your crystal ball and tell me, how can we make this thing better? Having Brazil supply all the lumber for planet Earth is not the answer, I can tell you that.
No, and what Brazil is doing is they're growing all the sugarcane. When you see their economy, it has literally gone back to an agrarian part of the in terms of the sugarcane production, and I believe 70% of their transportation of their automobile fleet now runs on that sugarcane fuel. Now there is and they are committed to being entirely fossil free in the future. That was a statement not too long ago for their vehicle fleet. If they can do that domestically, why can't other countries? So that's the there is a model there for one country. If New Zealand can run 80% of their electrical grid on renewables, mostly hydropower and then some geothermal, why can't others? Brazil runs 80% of its power electrical energy on hydropower. Now there can be problems when you just focus on hydro energy because you can have drought seasons. So you do need, again, if we go back, that palette of renewables to make up for the times when the sun isn't shining or when the wind isn't blowing or the rain isn't coming. You need a range of renewables. But we do need to get off of fossil fuels. I think the scary thing from the Al Gore film, when you really, and not just him, from many of the scientists, is where you understand we're now at 380 parts per million of carbon dioxide, and in the last 600,000 years, the highest number was 300, and in the last century, we've gone from 300 to 380, and we're heading, with the smart guys say we're heading to 450 parts per million, and most people have seen these glacier pictures that have been retreating. What do they call it? The areas in Siberia and Alaska, the permafrost that is melting and releasing more CO2 and methane faster than ever before, that there could be some significant sea level rise in certain areas of southern Florida, the delta part of California, certainly Bangladesh and other low-lying areas and islands in the Pacific. So there is the only thing that I see to do is to really have what Buckminster Fuller called a design science revolution, both in our automobile fleet, as we talked about, in our power production. How do we shift as quickly as possible when we have to decommission that big coal-fired power plant you spoke about that's probably 500 megawatts? How do we replace that power plant with a palette of wind and solar and geothermal and hydro that is non-CO2 emitting but also keeps the lights on when you want light and refrigeration?
All right. Give out your website.
It's geni.org, geni.org, and we have an amazing array of information there on renewable resource maps from around the world, existing grid systems in many different countries around the world. Again, this was a premier strategy from the original work of Buckminster Fuller 30 years ago, and it is happening today, but it's not happening fast enough. So that's the how do we accelerate this strategy of renewable resource development around the world linked into existing and developing grids between countries.
Thank you for being with us, sir. Good stuff.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you being with us, and that said, your support is also needed. If you'd like to help us, just simply send a tax-deductible donation to For the People. That's For the People, P.O. Box 150, Tampa, Florida 33601. Until the next hour, God bless America, you and your loved ones, the troops in harm's way, and those storm victims, and all of those in need, wherever they may be. Again, thanks, folks. Aloha.